Jerry, fantastic to see you here at the home of World Rugby. You've had many scrums here, and of course, you know, there's a bit of an argument there. You know, whether you're best ever number two to play, you know, after the Candy Stripes, of course, Andrew Tuala has moved on to Major League Rugby, and of course, the great Fridge. You remember the great Fridge, Matt Kennedy as well. But you're now coach of the Bill Corp Wallaroos. How did you think of today's experience? It was just in four quarters, and everybody was just trying to get their eye in before the start of Bill Corp CBW.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both teams have had the one trial previously, and then today was a massive step up from that. So it's good to see them obviously work on some of the deficiencies that they noticed in their trials over the last couple of weeks and bring it today. The physicality and the attitude was outstanding, and I thought both teams were, you know, hungry for a win, even though it was a trial, and were working hard throughout the whole game.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your coaching journey, because as we said, play for the Mighty Sanders Shrevels, also play for the New South Wales Country Cockatoos as well, part of an Australian rugby shield winning side. So tell us a little bit about that. And of course, you're sadly from Wollongong, you're not from Central North, not from the real country. Darian Crofts and all his crew there are doing a great job. Peter Woods, of course, was there for 1,000 years as well. And they got very close to winning the country champs over the last couple of years in Tamworth. But tell us a little bit about your coaching journey.
Yeah, so I always started, obviously, being a PE teacher, I started coaching at a young age and that as well, even though while I was still playing. Was fortunate enough to coach, you know, CHS and that when I first started teaching out at Granville. And then when I finished playing with the Country Cockatoos, and that kind of reinvigorated my playing career actually, coming back from Sydney and playing in the New South Wales country team and playing part of the Australian Rugby Shield, that was outstanding. And then called time on that. I was fortunate enough that I got the opportunity to step into an assistant coach's role with the Cockatoos, and that really kind of kick-started my higher level senior coaching journey from there. Fortunate enough to coach a couple of premierships down at Vikings as well within the Wollongong Club Comp, and then after having experience with the Wallaroos in 2014 as a forwards coach, I had the opportunity to then step into some of the Australian schoolboys positions, and then from there I've obviously stepped into the head coach role with the Wallaroos, which is a real honour, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Would have been fun wrestling with Stephen Philpotts.
Yeah, so Phil, he was really good. So when I first came in with the schoolboys, he was obviously in charge of the Australian team, and I took over the newly formed Australian Barbarian Schools, which was the Australian A team then. So I had plenty of coffees and other liquids with Philpy talking rugby. He was outstanding in my development as well.
Interesting from the point of view now, we've gone away from Australian schoolboys, it's now the Australian under-18s. What are your thoughts on that? Because that gives more people like plumbers and brickies and all these guys that had to pull the pin at 14 or 9 months, because a lot of them had families and a lot of them, you know, had to go out and work. And then after 2 or 3 years of getting their apprenticeship done, they thought, well, we can still play under 19s or 20s. So, you know, and there's also you're picking up those guys that are playing Super Rugby at such a young age as well.
Yeah, look, I think it was a no-brainer. And the kind of the result kind of speaks for itself. We had the, 2019 was the first year where we had the under-18s. We had 3 or 4 players there that weren't at school, but they were at a good age. And one was our captain in Josh Flute, who was an outstanding player, still is an outstanding player, obviously, but performed outstandingly for us over in New Zealand and was instrumental in our success in winning all 3 games over there in 2019. So I think the proof is there. It does give the opportunity for people outside of school, for guys that either finish school at the age of 17 or, as you said, that are, you know, have stepped away and starting to do a trade and still pursuing a bit of rugby and that as well. So, to me, I think it's a positive step. Still having a relationship and that with Australian schools is essential as well, because there's a lot of history there. So being able to balance that and keeping that relationship is important as well. But, yeah, I definitely think the under-18s is an important step forward.
A lot of people that think, oh, Catholic schools would be, you know, the schools that are part of CAS, but Triple C has always been rugby league. The big thing is we've got to, like CHS, give Triple C its worth and tell kids to go out there and be part of the 120 kids that are doing it every year to be selected so they can move through into New South Wales 1s and 2s.
Yeah, so I'm actually at the Illawarra Grammar School down in Wollongong, and that's where I was when I left Granville. So fortunate enough to be there for 18 years, but similar, like Wollongong's a massive league town, as we know. Yeah. Illawarra Grammar School's part of the ACES competition, but again have a bit of a influence through rugby league and some of our players playing CIS rugby league and that as well. So I think it's just trying to promote rugby as a you know, a sport for everyone, and we're very fortunate within Australia that we've got a lot of variety for our kids growing up, and there's lots of opportunities for them to pursue different sports, which I'm all for, being a PE teacher, obviously. So we want them to develop passion. I try to obviously introduce them to rugby, and if they enjoy it, we push them on into the clubs and that around the Illawarra where we can.
Finally, of course, the World Cup here beckons. It should be a very exciting opportunity at the end of the year. Do we have any test matches? Because, of course, you're supposed to be part of a four-tournament series right now. But, of course, COVID has put the head on that. But hopefully you can give us a bit of a heads-up that maybe there's a Laurie O'Reilly Cup experience of some sort, home and away, as part of the Bledisloe, and maybe some other tests against the Pacific Islands.
Yeah, so without letting too much out of the bag, there's a really exciting year planned this year. We're looking at a couple of tests in May, hopefully against Japan and Fiji. Then we're looking at the Pacific Four in June, so that's New Zealand, Canada, USA and us, and then a few Laurie O'Reilly games and then into the World Cup. So if that all comes off, that's obviously all in the planning. It's all locked in with the different nations and that at the moment. So obviously, yeah, fingers crossed, COVID depending, we'll have the most test matches the Wallaroos have ever had within a single year leading into the World Cup, which will be outstanding.
Desperately, because the Six Nations teams are so well prepared, and France just absolutely chewed up New Zealand like they weren't there last year. It was mind-boggling to see the advancement, but so they should. They've got so much money and all their teams are professionals. So I want to thank you for your time, Joe. Wish you all the best moving forward. Maybe it should be quite a bit of fun. Ladies rugby just continues to go through the roof. And we wish you all the best later this year as you're the coach of the Bill Corp Wallaroos.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your time.